This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, first name Kari, K-A-R-I, date of birth, October 20th, 1985, date of evaluation, February 18, 2026, the referring physician. Dr. Al-Rashidi, the chief complaint, 40-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left ACL repair / left knee arthroscopy. Exam under anesthesia, comma, possible meniscectomy, comma, possible meniscus repair, comma, ACL reconstruction with quad QUAD autograft, possible internal bracing, possible LET, possible posterior lateral corner reconstruction with soft tissue allograft, comma, PR. Injection, period. The HBI. The patient is a 40-year-old female who reports a skiing accident approximately 2 weeks earlier. At that time, she took a fall, period. She was then seen at an urgent care center. She was subsequently referred to an orthopedic office. She had continued with pain, which she rates as 8-9/10 subjectively, period. Pain involves the left knee and is described as sharp, but at times dull. Pain is limited to the anterior and medial aspect of the knee, period. Icing improves her pain, period. Pain is limited. As noted, there is slight improvement with bending and raising her knee, period. It is worsening with going upstairs, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. So past medical history includes one, hay fever, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, birth control pills, next number, Tylenol 500 PRN. Next number, ibuprofen PRN. The allergies, bromphenidine, which she states is off market. Family history, maternal grandmother and paternal grandfather with coronary artery disease. Mother and father with diabetes and hypertension. Social history. She denies cigarettes or drug use, but notes rare alcohol use. The review of systems. Constitutional, she has had fatigue. Review of system, otherwise unremarkable. Physical exam, blood pressure 123/61. Pulse 58, respiratory rate 16, height 64, correction height 63.6 inches, weight 123.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, left knee demonstrates tenderness on palpation, especially involving the medial joint line, period. There is no significant effusion noted, period. The data review, ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm of 55 beats per minute. Non-specific SD/T wave in the high lateral leads. White blood cell count 8.2, hemoglobin 13.5, platelets 419, sodium 138, potassium 4.2, chloride 102, bicarb 25, BUN 12, creatinine 0.79, glucose 83. Your analysis unremarkable. The impression: this is a 40-year-old female who sustained an injury in a skiing accident. She was found to have sprain of the medial collateral ligament of the left knee, sprain of lateral collateral ligament of the left knee, rupture of anterior cruciate ligament, pain in the left knee. The patient is now felt to require surgery as indicated, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, and she is cleared for same. She has no significant cardiovascular risk, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.